السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Press release. Who will help the prisoners when gallows have been erected for them? Translated. On Monday, March 30th, 2026, the Knesset in the Jewish entity passed a law to execute Palestinian prisoners, and then the criminal Itamar Ben-Gvir and his companion celebrated by drinking alcohol in jubilation over the law. This law came in light of the suffering of prisoners from the horrors of the criminal entity's prisons, including torture, hunger, cold, and denial of treatment, to the point that those who enter those prisons are considered lost, and those who leave them are considered reborn. The crimes of the criminal entity have spread far and wide in Gaza, the West Bank, Lebanon, Syria, and elsewhere. To these crimes has been added the closure of Al-Aqsa Mosque and the prevention of worshippers from accessing it for over a month. Thus, Al-Aqsa has become a captive, threatened with execution and demolition as the extremists of the Zionist entity declare day and night. And so the captives and the sanctuary have fallen into the hands of those most hostile to the believers. The prisoners and Al-Aqsa Mosque will not be saved by statements of condemnation and denunciation, nor by appeals from scholars urging the Muslim world to take to the streets before the mosque is demolished and the prisoners are executed. The crime did not begin with the execution order, but rather the day the Zionist entity was permitted to imprison a Palestinian Muslim and the armies of the Muslim world failed to rise up to free them. The crime did not begin the day the criminals threatened to demolish Al-Aqsa Mosque, nor the day they prevented worshippers from accessing the site of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's night journey. Rather, it began the day the monstrous entity occupied it and placed their chains upon its walls. It began the day the subservient regimes conspired to hand over all of Palestine and its crown jewel, Al-Aqsa Mosque, to the Jewish entity, and then called for peace with it while it occupied the land and killed innocent people. It imprisoned men and women and waded through seas of blood spilled by the people of Gaza and all of Palestine. The Jewish entity and its most heinous criminals are too insignificant and small to occupy Al-Aqsa Mosque, and Allah has decreed they will be stricken with disgrace, Surah Ali Imran, Ayah 112, and decreed
لَنْ يَضُرُّوكُمْ إِلَّا أَذًى وَإِنْ يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ يُوَلُّوكُمُ الْأَدْبَارَ ثُمَّ لَا يُنْصَرُونَ
They can never inflict harm on you except a little annoyance. But if they meet you in battle, they will flee and they will have no helpers. Surah Ali Imran, Ayah 111. And decreed,
وَلَتَجِدَنَّهُمْ أَحْرَصَ النَّاسِ عَلَى حَيَاةٍ
You will surely find them clinging to life. Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 96. Allah spoke the truth, and He who said that the Ummah, with its armies or some of them, cannot liberate Palestine from its sea to its river, and cleanse its sanctuary from the filth of the Jews in an hour of the day, was lying. While freeing prisoners is a duty upon a Muslim Ummah and its armies, rescuing them from execution, especially when gallows have been erected for them, is even more imperative. While remaining silent about the occupation of the blessed land is a crime, remaining silent about the closure of Al-Aqsa and the threats to demolish it is an even greater crime. And while failing to liberate Palestine is a grave sin, failing to liberate it while the blood of its people is being spilt and Al-Aqsa is being closed and its demolition being planned is the mother of all sins. The duty of the Muslim Ummah today is the same as yesterday, to act, not merely to condemn and denounce, but to ignite its armies with the fervor of faith, kindle the flame of jihad in the path of Allah, and overthrow the thrones of its rulers, having set its sights on Al-Aqsa Mosque, liberating it and proclaiming Allah's greatness.
وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْا تَتْبِيرًا
And enter that place of worship as they entered it the first time, and utterly destroy whatever would fall into their hands. Surah Al-Isra, Ayah 7. Any action that falls short of this duty is a betrayal of Allah, His Messenger, the night journey of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the blood of the people of Palestine and their prisoners. To Allah we belong, and to Him we shall return. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in the Blessed Land, Palestine. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.